Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to Hizb al-Tahrir's English podcast. Press release. You have overthrown the tyrant of Hashem, so do not accept anything after the tyrant other than the rule of Islam and its state, the Khilafah, Caliphate. Translated. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, walhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar. The thrones of tyrants and the pillars of criminals have been shaken. After 14 years of great sacrifices by the people of Syria in their blessed revolution, Damascus was on an appointment with victory. At dawn today, Sunday, the 8th of December 2024, by the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed us with the overthrow of the tyrant Assad after an era of tyranny, criminality, and despotism by the Assad family and its hateful, sectarian rule for 54 years. During their era, they fought the deen, the sharia law, and the servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They subjected people to all kinds of torment. There is no better evidence of this than the terrifying numbers of prisoners who were freed from the unjust dark dungeons. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said,
فَقُطِعَ دَابِرُ الْقَوْمِ الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا وَالْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ.
So the wrongdoers were utterly uprooted, and all praise is for Allah, Lord of all worlds. Surah Al-An'am, Ayah 45. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all praise, and from Him is all grace and grant. Yes, the tyrant of Hashem, the Pharaoh of the era, the criminal dictator, fell. He thought that his allies, whom America brought to protect him from falling, would prevent his resounding fall. However, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala preoccupied them with themselves. So he met with his inevitable fate. So he joined those who preceded him from the rulers of regime of harm, disappointed, humiliated, condemned, and defeated. This resounding fall comes amidst desperate diplomatic attempts by some of his allies to preserve him. It comes after the Doha meeting attended by the leaders of Astana process, Russia, Turkey, Iran, and others, playing with lost time. They stressed, quote, stopping military operations and preparing for launching a comprehensive political process, end quote. We congratulate the people of Hashem and the honest revolutionaries and mujahideen on this great victory. We value their efforts, sacrifices, and epics they have written. Whilst doing so, we warn them of the great plot that is being plotted against them to circumvent their sacrifices and return us to square one. This is through our enemies' efforts to make a superficial change in the faces while maintaining the secular regime, whether it is a presidential republic or a parliament. As long as it stands for a civil state, it excludes Islam from ruling and the state. O Muslims of Hashem, the heart of the abode of Islam, there is no doubt that removing the tyrant of Syria from the scene makes us all happy. It is a great day which the power of Allah, the All Great, the All Wise, was manifested. However, the most important constants of the blessed revolution of Syria are the overthrow of the criminal secular regime with all its pillars and manifestations, its constitutions, its criminals, and its oppressive institutions, both security and military. The alternative government must be at the core of our belief and not designed by our enemies. We must continue until we achieve our goal, for that is the lifeline, inshallah. This is so that the tragedy of the post-revolutions in Egypt, Tunisia, Libya, and Yemen will not be repeated among us. Indeed, half-revolutions are deadly, and relying on the current regimes is destructive. As a culmination of the sacrifices of 2 million martyrs, and so that we are not like the one who undoes the spun thread after it has been spun strongly. We make praise to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for His grace, favor, and nasr by continuing to work to implement His sharia law on the ruins of the failed secular system. It is through working to establish the ruling of Islam, its constitution, and its state, the Khilafah al-Rashidah, rightly guided caliphate on the method of prophethood. Only through the Khilafah al-Rashidah can we please our Lord, protect our honor, and liberate our sanctities. Establishing the Khilafah al-Rashidah is an obligation. Indeed, it is the crowning achievement of obligations. For such a great good, let those who work, work. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to honor us with the true victory and great joy on the day when the ruling by Islam is established under the shade of the second Khilafah Rashida, rightly guided caliphate, on the method of the prophethood, soon, inshallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said,
وَنُرِيدُ أَن نَمُنَّ عَلَى الَّذِينَ اسْتُضْعِفُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَنَجْعَلَهُمْ أَئِمَّةً وَنَجْعَلَهُمُ الْوَارِثِينَ وَنُمَكِّنَ لَهُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَنُرِيَ فِرْعَوْنَ وَهَامَانَ وَجُنُودَهُمَا مِنْهُمْ مَا كَانُوا يَحْذَرُونَ
However, it is our will to favor those who were oppressed in the land, making them models of Iman as well as successors, and to establish them in the land to show through them Pharaoh, Haman, and their soldiers the fulfillment of what they feared. Surah Al-Qasas, Ayah 5-6. Media Office of Hizb al-Tahrir in Wilaya, Syria. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.